the elite from ancient societies focused upon corn as having sacred kinds of properties, which they then associated with themselves. And this is pretty obvious in the young maize god. The sculpture was apparently a manifestation of mythological beings resulting from the third Maya creation. There were 8 mythological beings, 4 women and 4 men, who are the ancestors of all the Maya people. The Maya believed that their ancestors essentially came from corn, and they were formed of yellow and white maize dough. Maize was certainly a primary focus of ritual and religious veneration by ancient Mesoamerican people going back all the way before the Maya and even into the Olmec civilization.
So our maize god is not just a hauntingly beautiful statue. He gives us a real insight into the way ancient American society thought about itself and its environment. The maize god represents both the fact of the agricultural cycle of planting, harvesting, and replanting, and the faith in a parallel human cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. But more, he is the very stuff of which the Central Americans are made. Where the Hebrew god made Adam out of dust, the Mayan gods use maize to make their humans. The mythical story is told in the most famous epic in the whole of the Americas, the Popol Vuh. For generations, this was passed on through oral traditions before finally being written down in the 17th century. Here's a taste of it.
And here is the beginning of the conception of humans and of the search for the ingredients of the human body. So they spoke, the bearer, the getter, the makers, modelers named Sovereign Plumed Serpent. They sought and discovered what was needed for human flesh. It was only a short while before the sun, moon, and stars were to appear above the makers and modelers. Split place, bitter water place is the name. The yellow corn, white corn, came from there. And this was when they found the staple foods. And then the yellow corn and white corn were ground. After that, they put into words, the making, the modeling of our first mother father, with yellow corn, white corn, alone for the flesh, food alone for the human legs and arms, for our first fathers, the 4 human works.
But why did maize become the favored food and the revered grain of the Americas? Why not wheat or a certain type of meat?